Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Some of us can remember the old days of dial-up internet with glacial speeds that came with that. Now we are heading for a country where the vast majority of its citizens and companies have access to full fibre high-speed broadband. Only this week, Ayr achieved a milestone of 1.4 million premises being covered with its full fibre, meaning that 3.6 million people can download their movies or FAT files in seconds. Mabel O'Malley is the Managing Director of Open Ayr Wholesale, which is that bit of the business that deals with wholesale customers and infrastructure. Good morning, Maeve.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Remind us about the differences between Open Ayr and Ayr.
Yeah, so Open Ayr is Ireland's largest wholesale broadband provider. So we build the broadband infrastructure and perform the physical installation in your home or your business. So we then work with the 29 different retail providers who bring, these will be the names that your listeners will know very well.
Such as Vodafone, BT.
Sky, Ayr on the retail division, Pure Telecom, Enet, Prepay Power, just to name just a few. And they provide the broadband, TV and voice services over our network.
Okay, so you are the guys who back in the 90s were digging up the roads. There's less digging these days, isn't
there? Yeah, so
I mean, there's still a little bit of physical infrastructure.
There is a lot of physical infrastructure build, obviously required. I mean, the good news is that this full fibre technology is faster, it's more resilient, and it's more reliable than any other broadband service we have before. And it's also future-proofed. So fibre to the home, as we call it, or fibre to the premise, can grow with us as our needs as consumers and businesses grow, but also as technology advances. So while there is sometimes, in some scenarios, a bit of work involved to get the installation in place, it is future-proofed.
Okay, 1.4 million premises, that's obviously for companies and households or the actual home that people live in. What sort of minimum speeds can we expect now?
So the vast majority of retailers are selling 500 megs or a gig speed, but we've just announced that we're launching a lower speed, which is 100 meg megabits of broadband. So that
seems incongruous to be announcing a lower speed.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of launching a lower speed is that we have a speed for those customers who are currently on our traditional copper service and they want to move over to fibre to the home, but they don't want to spend any more. So it's about giving everybody a speed that they need at a price that they're interested in.
So does that mean that it's part copper or that's full
fibre? No, it's full fibre. Okay. It's full fibre. So it is, once you get this installation in your home, whether you come in at 100 meg or 500 meg, you can evolve that speed by a simple, you know, touch of a button essentially to higher speeds. So once that infrastructure is in place in your home, so the idea is that we can get as many people to switch over to fibre as possible because it's, as I said, future-proof, but it's also faster, more reliable. It's more energy efficient as well. Mm-hmm. So it has less emissions, etc. So it's better for the customer, better for the environment and better for Ireland. I mean, we know that we can relate.
And better for your company. Well. Oh,
absolutely, absolutely. And better for Ireland. I mean, we can relate the growth in fibre. I mean, Ireland is now, as you know, one of the most digitally connected countries in Europe.
Unthinkable 25 years ago.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
What can you do with 5 gigabit speeds, which you can provide, that you can't do with 500 megabits, for example?
So 5 gigabit speeds is for those customers who have exceptional demand for speed and capacity. So if you've got a super busy home where you've got lots of people streaming or gaming on 4K and 8K.
5 gigs, you need to have a family of about 25 kids all downloading movies at the same time.
I think the point is that 5 gig is future-proofed as well. So the technologies that will require 5 gigabit speeds haven't even been invented yet. But there are some cases whereby you could have a small or medium business where you're using data-hungry apps or you're using large file transfers, where this kind of speed will be not necessary, but will
centers,
be needed.
Would they need that kind of speed?
Absolutely. So the fibre that we provide does provide connectivity for data centres for sure.
And what's your eventual goal for households and companies in terms of how many do you wish to be physically connected in whatever time frame?
Yeah, so we've got a long-term plan, as you know, for Ireland. We've already spent 1.7 billion and the plan is to get from where we are today at 1.4 million homes up to 1.9 million homes. And together with the National Broadband Plan, This means that every single home and business in Ireland can have access to high-speed, future-proofed full fibre.
And what is that, 1.9 million?
So there's 2.2 million premises in Ireland,
right.
and that's growing all the time, thankfully, with new builds. But the plan is that everybody has access, no matter where you are, whether you're in rural Ireland in a village or whether you're in a city centre location. Just to give you an example, my parents are down in Tipperary. In Care, exactly. And Dad uses his 1 gig speed for, you know, the work he does with the local Meals and Wheels, the local credit union, as well as the usual streaming TV, etc. So, you know, everybody needs faster broadband speeds.
Yeah. We've seen deliberate attacks on critical infrastructure by Russia and others elsewhere in Europe. How confident are you that the Irish infrastructure, especially its telecoms infrastructure, is safe and secure from those kind of attacks?
I mean, I think all businesses have a huge focus now on security and making sure that we are resilient in case of future attacks. And I think we've done an awful lot of work in the last number of years to make sure that happens. In terms of our resilience, we spend up to 20 million every year improving the resilience of our network. And we're also looking at things like security, making sure that physical security in terms of our infrastructure, yes. Mm. But also cybersecurity and all that kind of stuff, which is becoming a huge priority for all businesses.
Okay. You've plenty of corporate and sometimes not so large customers. Is there anything in the forthcoming budget, which is 4 months away, that you'd like to see for them, for small companies? Because Air is obviously a giant company. Because we have the junior enterprise minister for small businesses on later on. What would your customers on the SME side like?
Yeah, I think what we're seeing in businesses is they're very slow to make the switch over to full fibre technology. So they're not really prepared for future technologies.
Is it
that
because
are coming
they think it's
line.
Too pricey?
I think it's it could be, but I think it's mainly the fact that they have to change a lot of their own infrastructure to, you know, adapt to these newer technologies. And I think it would be in the budget we would like to see the government make it easier for companies to make that switch. So whether it's voucher schemes or funding.
Tax.
As well as or information on, you know, the importance of moving to full fibre technologies, being future proof, being ready for, you know, further technologies. I know, you know, AI is obviously coming down the line, and full fibre technology is the foundation. It's a critical foundation for new technologies, including AI. It has the type of speed, high speed and low latency that AI and new technologies require.
Do you worry that there'll be quite a few white collar jobs destroyed by AI?
I think there's always interesting jobs for people. So it's not something that I'm worried about today in the moment. I think, you know, we're using AI tools to improve our customer service to customers and make it easier for people to do business with us.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Maeve O'Malley, the Managing Director of Open Air Wholesale.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.